Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another little bite-sized political podcast. And a warm welcome to all my listeners and to anyone from the 77th Brigade who might be listening in. Who's the 77th Brigade, David? Well, I have talked about them before. The mainstream media seemed to wake up to them on Sunday when the Daily Mail ran a story which came from Big Brother Watch, talking about this shadowy group within the British Army, which essentially spies on British people. That's essentially what they do, the 77th. However, we need to understand, you know, well, where did they come from? Who is the 77th Brigade exactly? And what is their job? Well, they are a legitimate part of the British Army. But what they're fighting is information that the government doesn't like. And so if we look inside the British, the 77th, these are soldiers who edit videos, record podcasts, and write viral posts. They're on Twitter. They're on podcasts. They are watching us. And the reality of this became apparent, as I say, at the weekend, when we discovered that during COVID, during 2020, 2021, they were listening in on those people suspected of spreading what's called disinformation or misinformation. That's a code name for people going against the government narrative. So if you challenged, for example, the lockdowns, the mask wearing, any of those things, then as I found out in my case, you were removed from social media. Yeah, that was the 77th Brigade in action. They just simply identified the people who were being naughty, and the naughty people were taken out. Not literally, well, not yet, but they were taken out metaphorically. And so we discovered there that the 77th were spying on people like Peter Hitchens and indeed such as Julia Hartley Brewer. I don't know why they would spy on particularly Julia Hartley Brewer, because she's entirely a creature of the establishment. But nonetheless, that apparently is what was happening. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you think those are the only two people in the United Kingdom the 77th Brigade maybe were spying on? What do you think? I mean, it said there's about 400 people in this organize, this part of the British Army. It's a lot of people. That's a lot of people tuning in, listening in, monitoring, screen capturing, doing all the necessary gathering of information on individuals who are not doing that which is required of them. I mean, it's full Stalinism. Let's be clear about it. This is the army fighting an information battle against the British people. It's extraordinarily damaging. But, you know, they will look at people like influencers, people who've got reach, people whose tweets get traction, which mine have always done. And they will be taking note of you. They will be monitoring. They will be compiling blacklists. The blacklists are then provided to the social media platforms, and those people are either shadow banned or nuked altogether. And one of the really disturbing things about the 77th Brigade is, as well as those who are full-time, there are the volunteers within the 77th. And one of those is the MP, Tobias Elwood. Now, just think about this for a second. We know that the 77th Brigade were spying on British citizens. Here we have a Member of Parliament in the form of Tobias Elwood, who is a volunteer within that organisation. So he's straddling two horses here, but one of which is spying on the other. Because obviously MPs were also being monitored. People like David Davis, for example, was being monitored by the 77th Brigade. So, you know, I know the media themselves apparently just woke up to this murky unit, which really seems to trace itself back, by the way, to Theresa May as one of those who were influential in bringing this organization into being. This part of the army into being, so that it could fight an information war on behalf of the British government against the British people, or at least dissidents, free thinkers, critical thinkers within the British society, apparently we're going to be watched. Listen, I've always talked about my admiration for the British Army. I've got utter contempt for the 77th if they're going after British people. By all means, check out what's happening. You know, people outside of the UK, malignant actors who may wish to influence what we do, you know, like the CIA. But don't be coming after us and expect us to support you. But this is actually the reality of it. You know, the 77th is a very disturbing development in the evolution of the British Army. I thought the army was there to fight abroad to keep us safe at home, but it appears that at least some within it are deeply committed to monitoring our own citizens, and in particular regard those who may dispute any part of government policy. I mean, I've mentioned COVID, but it could equally be if you're anti-climate change, net zero insanity, for example. Maybe that gets you put on their blacklist. If you oppose the endless immigration on the southern shores, maybe that gets you in a blacklist. You know what I mean? The point about it is that this is a very disturbing organization, and it makes you wonder about what the priorities of this British government are. Thank you so much for listening, and bye-bye, 77th.